Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ultimatum by Matthew Glass, performed by Phil Giganti. Tuesday, November 2, Wright Convention Center, Phoenix, Arizona. He came onto the stage just before 11 o'clock. In studios across the country, analysts and pundits were cut off as producers switched to the stream from Phoenix. By now, the outcome wasn't in question, only the margin of victory. Vermont, the first state to be called, had kicked off a landslide rout. Ohio, where it was now 1 a.m., had been called for him less than an hour after the polls closed. Florida had joined his column a bare half hour later. Dick Moberly, Arizona State Chair of the Democratic Party, was on stage to introduce him. Dick was a short, round guy, and every time he tried to start talking, the crowd whooped louder. He personally knew just about everyone in the hall. An excitable character at the best of times, he wasn't exactly helping his cause. Instinctively, as the crowd yelled, his arm went up and he punched the air. "Okay, okay," said Moberly eventually. A few more stray yells came from the floor. Dick grinned, but managed to keep his arm down. Finally, there was silence. "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the senior senator of the fine state of Arizona. I give you the president-elect of the United States of America, Joseph Emerson Benton." On cue, into an explosion of light and noise, he came out with his wife, Heather, and his two grown-up children, Amy and Greg. Joe Benton was a tall man, lean, with a handsome head of silvering hair, a fine straight nose.